This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steven C. Phillips, Steve Megatron Phillips. Yes, that's how I use that moniker on this show. So, anyways, how have you guys been doing? And has anybody checked out allthingstransformers.com, which at the moment redirects to attf.alteredgeek.com, since this is a subsidiary of that title name, and it's also on geekcastradio.com as well. Yeah, I've been working on that site. I've been working on fixing the podcast, so they actually link to an actual file. Since the original podcast that these went to used to be on geekcastradio.com's back end, and I re-imported everything from an archive file that I could find. I'm still missing somehow, for whatever reason, I deleted the RSS feeds because I used to handwrite them back in the day. I'm missing episode 4 through 23's episode descriptions, and I may have to do some creative searching through archive.org to find it if it's there. I have, for the life of me, been not able to find it on any of my external drives, which sucks. I did find the original handwritten one of episode 1 through 3, and then I've got everything 24, and this is version 1.0 of All Things Transformers. I've got everything episode 24 of that on through to current imported, but I have yet to link 1.0, 2.0, and the TFG1 podcast on that site. The Beast Unleashed and Transformation Animation and version 3.0 of All Things Transformers all are functional. If you've noticed, I've also got a fandub section set up, which will start off with the Transformers Headmaster series, which I am the voice of Scourge in.
You won't escape alive.
So anyways, they're getting ready to come out with episode 8 of that, so that will be on there as well. I'm still tweaking the kind of design of that section, but that's kind of the gist of it. Episode 7 is online there. I'm working on getting episodes 1 through 6, so I'm going to kind of get that going. Side note, TFCOG, for those that follow the Transformers fan dubbing community, they are coming back. They're going to finish Beast Wars Neo. They're going to go through the rest of their catalog of shows that they need to finish, and it's nice to see them come back. I know I mentioned it a little bit last episode, but I'm glad that they're coming back. I'm glad that because really the only thing we've got going on right now is the Audio Nights Theater, which is awesome as well. I hope to someday be among the cast. If they ever do Beast Wars, I really hope that I'm among that cast. Especially
for Megatron. Yes! Megatron! Terrorize!
So, I hope that they do Beast Wars and then I can do that. And among other characters. So yeah, there's that little bit of information dropped. I've also managed to get the Facebook page redirected, so now that is facebook.com/allthingstransformersv3, the same as the Twitter @allthingstfv3, and you've got All Things Transformers. So yeah, that's the beginning of the new Predacon Empire, as it were. So expect more of the old content to start slowly trickling in. I'm going to re-import some of all of the Predacon Empire WordPress page into the site, and then I'm going to slowly start importing the HTML stuff in to WordPress posts as well, to kind of fill out the stuff with everything I have. And then if people like it, great. If not, then I've just updated everything from 10, 15 years ago's worth of content, and that's really the key concern here is updating and then deleting the entire backlog of the old crap, and giving you guys a lot of what I've had my hands on for years. including I found along my travels the old Dark Glass CGI comic that I don't know if anybody remembers. I'm going to pull this up so that I can kind of look at it again. It was the Genome Studios Dark Glass CGI comic, which at the time, like, the graphics were good, but it looks horrible. I have a tech spec from it, and it looks like Jason Moser, who called himself Predacon Legacy at the time, he designed it in InfiniD and some illustration, Bryce and Photoshop and After Effects and among other things. So, and then Deus Ex Machina, Dave Reynolds wrote, I think, the whole thing. But yeah, the Dark Glass comic from Genome Studios, I have it in its entirety, with its very wet CGI looking designs to where the characters don't really resemble their characters. I mean, they look like them, but they don't really look like them, unlike the stuff that we had for the actual Dark Glass project. But it's actually kind of it's kind of fun to see their comic and what's going on in it. And we took the liberty of some of this story when we did our Dark Glass and mixed it with some of our own writers from TFCOG. And we also wrote some of it with the actual Dark Glass premise and some of that storyline involved. So I like to say that our Dark Glass, had it ever been made, would have been the most complete justice to the Dark Glass episode and the connection between Beast Wars, Transformers, and Beast Machines. That's really all I can say on the matter, but it's interesting to read this again. I was, like I said, I was going through my external drives trying to find the old All Things Transformers RSS feeds, and I was digging through a lot of folders, and I found this. There's even a section with Protoform X that they animated in there with Lieutenant Cyber Shark being dangerously low to Stasis Lock and kind of showing the bit of Rampage eating some of the colony Omicron people, and then you get more of the backstory of Rampage, and then you get basically why Depth Charge was hunting Protoform X after this entire scenario, before Protoform X was locked up and put aboard the Maximal ship, the Axelon. So it's kind of cool to go back and see this comic. If anybody's interested in this, I'm going to put this in this episode post on allthingstransformers.com. Either that, or I may just do a separate post. Well, I'll probably put it in this episode post, and then I'll do a separate post later on, just kind of breaking down all of the different Dark Glass materials and project information, because I think this is kind of interesting to dig through. And then getting into a little bit of the Transformers news, Masterpiece Dinobot MP41 Takara will probably be about 28,000 yen, which is about $245, which would make it more expensive than Masterpiece 36 Megatron, which is kind of sick. It's double of Optimus Primal's cost. There's no other information on it, though. It's going to be released July 2018. Like I said, there's no new information on this Transformer. It doesn't really say how big it's going to be scale-wise with Primal or any of the other Transformers, for that matter. But it's definitely a new price range for these, and as much as I love the detail that went into this and the engineering, I think that that's a bit outrageous for the pricing, especially when Cheetor is $75, Primal was $130, and for Dinobot to be $245 is just kind of ridiculous and sick. I love the figure, I love the design, and I would love nothing more than have the entire Beast Wars Masterpiece Collection as they come out, but that's a bit outrageous. It just kind of makes me sad of what's going to happen when Megatron comes out, if this is any indication, because he's going to be probably twice the size of Primal because he kind of towers over him. I guess we'll kind of see what happens there. And then Machinima, in a couple of days, will have the Titans Return trailer dropping on Go90's app, and the series will debut November 14th. Which, funny enough, I'm going to be flying down to Dallas, Texas for a business meeting, which is going to be kind of interesting. So I might have to check this out that evening when I get back to my hotel room. But I'm looking forward to seeing the trailer. You get kind of a nice picture of Prime with a cracked windshield on him, and I'm definitely excited to see this. Although I would like to see some Beast Wars stuff, original content, and I would love nothing more than to voice Megatron, but it's neither here nor there. And then Robots in Disguise, the series finale, aired in the UK the other day, and I'm a little bit sad. I have yet to see it of who shows up yet. But I don't know really what they're gonna do with that episode. I really want to watch this before I comment on it anymore. But I find it interesting that they're doing this. They've got a nice little picture of Bumblebee in the news article. And then we get Hasbro with a new agreement with Paramount on theatrical and television content. Some kind of a new agreement between them regarding the content for both live action and animation. Paramount has been a valuable partner of Hasbro's for more than a decade, and we're looking forward to taking our relationship to the next level, said Bob Goldner, chairman and CEO of Hasbro. Storytelling in its many forms is revolutionizing our business and differentiating Hasbro in all sectors where we operate. We look forward to collaborating with the talented team at Paramount to create powerful new stories for kids, fans, families, and globally. So it's kind of interesting that they're going to be doing more collaboration with them as far as television, because Hasbro properties such as Transformers may fall under Viacom, Paramount's parent company owned Nickelodeon. With the exception of TF Prime, Animated, and Transformers RID, were placed under Cartoon Network control, but this agreement may give broadcasting ownership of Transformers Cyberverse to Nickelodeon, which, honestly, I'm kind of glad about, because I loved what Nickelodeon did with the latest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle reboot. And they own the Ninja Turtles, and they work with Paramount. So it's I would actually much more prefer this situation here. But the agreement will also ensure that Transformers Universe Bumblebee and the Boulder Media produced entitled Transformers Animated Theatrical Feature Film will be kept on the hands of Paramount. So that's kind of a nice thing going on, but they've got this distribution, live action, and animated content under a 5-year exclusive relationship, which means we're going to get more Transformers that's collaborative between the two entities. There's a lot going into Transformers right now, if you're a Transformers fan, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to eventually probably check out some of the IDW comics. I don't really know where a good starting off point is. I know TFG and Mike's kind of mentioned a couple of things. I'm kind of interested in the Optimus Prime comics, which, we'll kind of see what goes on there. But, I'm just really interested in finding out what's going on. I am sad to say that in Robots in Disguise, they hinted at Megatron several times, and he never showed up. So, yeah. They have Galvatronus, which is, you know, the High Council in Season 3, who freed Steeljaw's pact to kill the B-Team, and freeing Soundwave from the Shadow Zone to summon Megatron to lead our forces, which kind of, you know, is funny that they didn't get the memo of Megatron changing his heart in Transformers Prime when Unicron took him over. I'm sad to see that Megatron didn't come back. That would have been the tip of the iceberg. If nothing else, if they'd brought him back as an Autobot just to kick the crap out of the Decepticons, I would have loved to see that in of itself, but yeah, it's a bit disappointing. So, anyways, I'm going to call this episode good. I know that it's really, 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 really short, but I don't see the need in dragging on an episode on news topics and on certain discussion-based points. What are some things that you guys want to hear about in the next episode? I'm fishing for ideas here. I plan on getting TFG1 Mike on next week, possibly, depending on what's going on. Because, like I said, I will be out of town, so there may or may not be an episode next week. But I think TFG1 Mike might be getting close to another Origins episode or a comic episode coming up for this show. So kind of stay tuned. So until next time, transform and transcend until all are one.
Yeah.